Yeah, I think that's the way football's gone to some extent. Obviously, everyone's seen at the highest level in the Premier League. You don't get much time nowadays, and that's filtering down into the lower leagues, unfortunately. And it's testament, really, to Morecambe as a football club. I think over the last sort of 20 years, if they've stuck by managers, if they've definitely given them a chance. And to be fair to Jim, he's doing a great job here with the finances that he's got at his disposal.
One win, one defeat from the last two home games. How do you assess that?
It's always disappointing to lose, especially when we'd built up a decent little home run that we'd had since middle of October, I think it was, since we last lost. And looking at it in the cold light of days, is a 3-0 defeat at home obviously looks disappointing. But the game itself, the way it panned out, we didn't play great. We conceded a goal after having a couple of good chances ourselves to take the lead. And then they broke away and scored two late on, which gives the result a little bit of a bias that maybe it didn't deserve.
And on Tuesday night, a 2-1 win, but it wasn't pretty, was it?
No, that's it. Many people probably say we might have played a little bit better against Exeter than we did against Aldershot, but sometimes the way that teams come play against you depicts the way that you play as well. You get sucked in a little bit to the way they were playing. They certainly came with a game plan to play the long ball and try and work off the second balls. We combated that quite well, I thought, and at times, limited times, we played a little bit of football and created quite a few chances.
There's been a lot of talk about the pitch. What do you make of it out there?
Wet, muddy. Obviously, when you get a new stadium, the pitch is lovely for the first sort of 12, 18 months. And Cheshire and the ground staff having a few problems this season. The weather, to be fair to them, hasn't helped. It's been an incredibly wet 12 months, I think. I think that's obvious for everyone to see. But yeah, it doesn't help if you're trying to play football, especially if you're trying to pass out from the back and build play through midfield. It makes it a little bit difficult. And it has been difficult at times trying to play football out there. But you make the best of it. It's certainly better than pitches were 15 years ago.
Key point, though, 12 points clear of relegation.
Yeah, every year, especially for a club our sort of size, it's always your first target to get relegation out of the picture. And I think we're getting close to that mark now. We always look at 50 points as your sort of cut-off mark where you can sort of guarantee your safety, and we're edging towards that pretty quickly. So once we get to there, we can start looking to see how much further up the league we can push.
So Saturday, Port Vale away, one of the biggest tests of the season.
Yeah, it's been a funny season, really. I don't think there's been too many teams that have certainly battered us or thought, well, we deserve to get beat by them. They're a lot better than us. I think it's a pretty level league, really. There's no one team that stood out. We've obviously played everyone now, and Port Vale, when we played them at home, weren't terrific, I didn't think. And we were a little bit disappointed that game to be losing 3-1. So we certainly won't go down with any fear. Obviously, we respect them being top of league, whatever they are at the moment. So yeah, it should be a good game for us.
Does your improved form, 3 wins out of 4, mean you can relax a bit more there? Had it been a bit tighter near the bottom, this would have been a real pressure game.
Yeah, exactly. You're right. It does take the pressure off, especially a win on Tuesday where we're, like I say, we're 12 points clear of the bottom two now, and not many people across the country will give us much of a chance going down to Port Vale. But as we proved last season, we can certainly go down there and get a good result out of it.